Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I don't have any tolerance for politicians who befriend, who cozy up to, or become allies of that movement. I actually see that as another example of the proliferation of white supremacy.
It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Right now, it's kind of the opposite. It's fine. I mean, it's easy if you're unvaccinated. You can do everything you want to do anyway.
I do what I want, when I want.
Never forget that the radical left is not the majority in this country. We are the majority, and it's not even close.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them.
We've got electricity. We've got running water. And we even have soap. And it's amazing that the Vice President of the United States thinks that people can't make photocopies.
Come on, will you stop it?
No brains, no ability.
Teasing! What?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, we're going back to school, and that means back to college in a little over about a month and a half. The colleges will start reopening, and so there's a brewing controversy at some of these colleges that are requiring students to get vaccinations. And this isn't all the colleges, because I am a graduate of one of what has sadly for me and all the other alumni become one of the most woke colleges in America, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. UNC is not requiring vaccinations. But guess what college is requiring vaccinations, at least for some students? Boston College, which, you know, I feel more allegiance to than I do to my own alma mater right now, because they have giant crucifixes in all the classrooms. I love that. The only thing I wish is they were bigger. Even bigger. They rejected the proposal by the woke crowd to get rid of their fossil fuel investments. It's just a relatively unwoke college campus right now. But they're having a problem, and it's gonna be breaking. The story is gonna be breaking, because apparently they're requiring vaccinations, but you can get a religious exemption at Boston College, which is run, of course, by the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. But apparently, according to what the Herald is discovering, and you know, we're hearing it from parents and from students, and there's a story in churchmilitant.com about this. If you're a Jehovah's Witness or a Christian Scientist or a member of the Nation of Islam, you can apply for a religious exemption and get one when you go to this Catholic university on Chestnut Hill. However, if you're a Roman Catholic, they're saying you can't get an exemption, believe it or not. Because it's not in the tenets of the Catholic faith. This is according to one of the local Jesuits, who is an associate vice president. The school has decided they have made a policy decision that they will not be offering exemptions to Catholic students who do not want to get a vaccination. How do you think this is going to go over? You know, I think some of these vaccinations are made with some say are fetal materials. I mean, you could make an anti-abortion argument that you don't want to get the jab. Yes,
certain ones are you are exempt for certain religions.
If you want to be, you just say I'm a member of Christian Scientist.
And then you don't have to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think these kids should just identify as Christian Scientists for the day. Why not?
Even if they went to, I don't know, St. Seb's or Boston College High School?
Hey, just because you go there doesn't mean you have to be Catholic. That's not part of the rules.
Yeah.
We gotta start learning how to play the game a little bit. You know what I mean?
I guess they're requiring this of coaches too. I heard yesterday that there's a Boston College football coach who's being told he can't come back if he doesn't get the vaccine. How the hell does that work? You know, I don't get it. I don't understand
how you can make anyone do this unless you make everyone do it. Once you exempt some people from this, then you open up the floodgates.
Well, how about the irony? I mean, it's even. I agree, but how about the greater irony that if you belong to the group that founded the school and that still runs the school, the church that runs the school, you can't get an exemption that somebody who's not a member gets.
Well, that's something.
It's kind of like reverse racism, only on a reverse religionism, isn't it?
But that's something I've been noticing about these schools. I toured a lot of these schools when I was applying for colleges, and I'm not going to name the school. People could probably guess. Its name itself is very religious, very holy, you might say. And when I was on the tour and they stopped at the church on the campus, they went into this whole explanation about, you obviously do not have to come here. It is not required. Like, they were downplaying it and almost apologizing for having it on the campus, to the point where my mom said, geez, like, aren't you supposed to be proud of it? Isn't that part of the school? But they weren't.
Is this the school that was thinking about changing its name of its symbol, its motto from Crusaders?
Yes, it is. And the tour guide
was gone. If they were the Holy Cross jihadists, there would be no problem whatsoever, would there?
It was like when we walked by any sort of religious symbol, the tour guide started going on a massive apology mm-hmm. tour for the school. You don't need to go here. It's not required of you. So that this has been going on a while, you know? They're not exactly treating the kids there who practice the religion like...
978 says, if Elizabeth Warren could be a Cherokee for 25 years, I can be a Christian Scientist for one day.
Exactly. That's my whole point.
617, I work part-time at BC starting in the fall. If I don't have a vaccine, I cannot work. God. I don't think this is going to stand. Something tells me this isn't going to stand. But
it can't.
We'll see. I mean... You know, I get the feeling that this was this associate vice president, you know, put on a white coat instead of his clerical garb for a day, and, you know, suddenly turned into Dr. Sutters or Dr. Farrar from L.A. County, and suddenly decided he was the epidemiologist of the campus, and he was going to make all these calls. And, you know, who the hell is he to tell anybody that, you know, so one religion's exemption counts, but his own religion's exemption doesn't count.
I've been saying this since the Boston Globe ran a piece where they were describing to people how you could not get the vaccine, like what was okay and what wasn't, and they said, if you hold sincere religious beliefs, and I was thinking, sincerity is not
in
something...
In the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, you can't really judge someone else's sincerity.
You can't take an x-ray of your sincerity.
Yeah. So right then I was like, oh, this isn't going to end well.
When it comes down to just two, I ain't no less sincere than you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You can't say that. Here's another one, 413. I teach at a state college. All are requiring students on campus to be shot. Already hearing from students who don't want it and wonder how the exemptions will be approved. That's from Professor X. Yeah, I know. 617, gone are the days when the Dominicans at PC made us all repeat the Hail of Mary, the Hail Mary, if we didn't say it sincerely. How do they know when, how do they know when you're saying it sincerely? It's just your delivery. Is a baritone more sincere than a tenor? Who's the most sincere? Grace can't even recite the Hail Mary.
Oh, yes, I can. Don't bring me into this.
Let's hear it.
I identify as non-religious today.
I get her into trouble with her parents when I do the prayer questions.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I can do the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Hail Mary. 207,
can you just explain to me why vaccinated people would even care if everyone else isn't? I just don't understand. You know why, 207? Because this comes full circle. Because this is now a religion. This is... I dare say that the person who's making those rules at BC is more committed to this religion than he is to the religion that he took the vows of celibacy and poverty about.
Well, you were talking today about how Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are going to be allowed to get communion, even though they don't go. They don't really support.
They support not just third trimester. They support fourth trimester abortions, basically.
Right, but
and I know that's a joke, folks. You don't have to text in on it.
They are followers of the more important religion in the eyes of the church.
Wokeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get dispensation if you're a follower of wokeness.
Special dispensation. 508, Carr, all those people who refuse vaccination should just stay home and keep collecting. I'm telling you, that's the argument they're going to be making very shortly when they try to extend the payments, the extra $300 a week. They're going to be saying, but it's part of my religion. I'm afraid. I don't want to come back. All right. 844-500-4242. That's the number of the Howie Carr Show. This frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know that if you have realized all the money for your property and if you have sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But at a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there up front. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more about how you can get your property sold quickly and contingency-free and save thousands of dollars, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie, and when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What should be the national food of the U.S.? Cheeseburger, fried chicken, hot dogs, bacon, or donuts?
I'm voting for cheeseburger, and I'm getting a lot of complaints now about pizza being off the list. I'm sorry. It totally slipped my mind. But cheeseburgers is my vote.
56% say cheeseburger, 18% say hot dogs, 14% say bacon, 9% for fried chicken, and only 3% for donuts.
The only thing that really surprises me is that hot dogs are beating out bacon. That, I find that interesting. I would not have thought that.
I'm not a hot dog guy.
Me neither. Me neither.
I don't hate them, but I'm going for the cheeseburger first.
Right, right. I'd go for a sausage. Cheeseburger, if a grill, cheeseburger, sausage. That would be my picks. Definitely. And hot dog, a distant third. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Ken, I didn't believe it the first time I heard it on the local news broadcast here on WVMT AM. That I'm hearing your broadcast on.
Yeah.
The local news has announced that a member of the Burlington City Council is suggesting and pushing for sex work to be legalized in the city.
Why are you surprised by that, Lee? Didn't some of the candidates for mayor of New York City make that same suggestion during the recent campaign?
But this is Vermont. Even Vermont has some people who still have some morals.
Vermont has changed, Lee, as you should know better than me, right? I mean, come on. I mean, who Bernie Sanders is your premier citizen, correct? Where is he from?
Oh,
he's from Brooklyn.
Don't get me going on him.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should be surprised. This is the kind of stuff that's happening pretty regularly across the entire country. Thanks for the. Do you want to say something, Grace?
Legalizing it is one thing, but Hunter Biden wants to unionize them.
Yeah, that's, you
I
know
think
what?
You got to shoot for the stars nowadays.
Lee, that's a good point. I'd forgotten that. That just came out last week. I mean, unless you read the New York Post or the Daily Mail, you probably haven't heard that. But yeah, he said that they should unionize, and I mean, he should be the business agent. He should be organizing. He knows more of them than most people do.
I can't believe this is happening.
Elections have consequences, Lee. Dan, thanks for the call. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. Yeah, listen, I'm just trying to figure out how this vaccine mandates are working when the federal government doesn't even mandate their employees or the military. And I've even heard that there's people that work at the CDC that haven't been vaccinated. So yeah. How does this all work?
I think it just depends from organization to organization. If you can enforce it, the cult of the mask wants to enforce it wherever they can. And I guess they or some of them. I don't think this is like a BC wide. Mandate, but this one guy wants to enforce it on Catholics, only on Catholics. Everybody else gets has free choice. I guess this is a different version of being anti-choice than the way the word is usually used. I don't get it either. You know, there's some people in the Pentagon who want to make vaccines mandated, and they've been told, I guess, that a huge number of the soldiers will opt out, that they will refuse to re-enlist or try to get immediate discharges. And you know what? I don't blame them. You know, why should you be forced to do any damn thing you don't want to do? I mean, this is a free country.
It used to be.
844-500-4242. 508 says, just found out Aruba won't let us in without being vaccinated. Guess I'm getting stabbed. That's the reason I made the decision. I think a lot of people, that's the reason they made the decision, isn't it?
Yeah, I am thinking about it because when I go on my honeymoon, the last thing I want is to get, you have to get, if you don't get vaccinated to go to a lot of these places, whether it's Bermuda, Bahamas, if you don't get vaccinated, you have to do a test, and there'd be nothing like more annoying than taking the test a day before and them saying,
yeah.
"Oh, it was a even if it's a false positive, it's a positive."
As Charlotte can tell you, you know, the tests don't mean bleep.
Yeah,
they go back and forth. They're totally worthless.
But
among the many things that have been totally worthless in this whole panic.
Yeah, it can really throw a wrench in your plans, though, for sure.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. Got another caller up there? Got another caller ready to go? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Just ran out of batteries here on this. Go ahead, John.
Howie, this is John from Middleborough. All I have to say on the poll question is small batch, slow smoked, maplewood, thick cut bacon from the grand old state of Massachusetts.
I don't think I've ever had, not that I know of, I don't think I've ever had bacon from Massachusetts. How many pig farms are there in Massachusetts now, John?
This is family crafted since 1909. They also make hot dogs for Fenway and can I say the name of the company?
Go ahead.
It's Kayum up in Chelsea.
Really?
I just bought the local grocery store. Small batch, slow smoked, maplewood, thick cut bacon. How can you use that microwave stuff, Howie? Shame on you.
I hate cleaning splattered grease off my stove, John.
Yeah, it's laziness.
I mean, it's pure laziness.
He microwaves a lot, John. You'd be horrified to know all the things he microwaves.
Plus, the other thing too is you got to watch it so closely. You know, if you put the heat up too high, you know it's going to get all burnt, and you don't have to worry about that in the microwave.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm just showing what a lazy guy I've become. I apologize. If I've offended anybody.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, but this is something I care about, which is bacon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Now people are telling me I should bake it in the oven. And that's what the guy that wrote this piece in about bacon being America's most popular food, maybe, although not according to our poll, Steve Hayward from powerlineblog.com. He said he started cooking it in the oven, and he said he wished he'd done it, started doing it years ago, that it's the only way to go. Maybe I'll try that. Although, again, the microwave oven is just so damn easy. But I'm taking a lot of heat on the...
As you should.
I like doing it in the pan because then you can cook your eggs in the bacon grease or whatever.
Well, that's what I said. The hash browns are even better. The hash browns are fantastic in bacon grease. Butter's great, but it's something about putting them in the bacon renderings, whatever you call them. Anyway, 844-500-4242. This is nothing like a hot dog when at the turn when playing 18. Also, bake your bacon. Cook the whole pound at once, no splatter. Come on, man.
Yeah, I have heard it's the easiest way to do it. I like it in the cast iron, though.
Yeah, really?
Cast iron skillet, yeah. Why not?
Because some of it's going to get out onto the stove, and you're going to have to clean it up later on.
I'm not afraid of a little hard work, Howard.
You aren't?
Okay, microwave
man. In the kitchen?
And together with Governor Baker.
We need him to weigh in on this.
Governor Bacon, yes. Where does Governor Bacon stand on this pressing issue? Alex, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alex.
Howie, perhaps you'll agree with me. Now, Joe Biden wanted 70% of Americans to get the jab by the 4th of July.
Correct.
He kind of shot himself in the foot because he paid people to sit to sleep on the couch. Now, I don't know what the incentive is to get the shot. Now, if you had to go to work and maybe you'd have to get the shot in order to go to work, then he might have got his 70%.
Yeah, you know, you're right, Alex. A lot of this stuff doesn't make sense, you know, not just from a rational point of view, but also from a human nature point of view. If you pay people not to do something, they're not going to do it, right? If you pay them to do something or make it worth their while economically to do something, they're going to do it. And if they had to, if it was worth their while economically to get the shot, maybe they would agree to do it. But you know what? I don't think a donut or a hot dog or a burger or a beer is enough to get people to take a shot. I mean, that's the lesson of all these state vaccination lotteries. They're not getting the job done.
More importantly, my tip for bacon, not to change the subject, but to get back to bacon, if you cut the bacon in half, it cooks easier.
That's true. You're right about that. It does. You don't have to worry about the ends curling up so much as you do otherwise. There are a number of ways to cook bacon. When is the Food Channel going to have a bacon show? Or maybe just a total spinoff, the Bacon Channel, you know? Like Discovery spun off to the History Channel, right? So you could the Bacon Channel, TBC. Thanks for the call, Alex. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. As far as the mandatory vaccinations go and the military and probably beyond that, I'm seeing the date of September 1st in a lot of places as far as when the CDC will approve the vaccine and take it off the... And I think once that happens, then that's where you're going to see travel, military, education, everything. It'll become mandatory. I think they're just waiting for that band-aid of the experimental vaccine to come off. And then I think we're going to see a lot of changes in how they try to mandate this for the rest of us that haven't gotten the shot.
You know, the CDC does this... the data. It's self-reported about people, adverse events from all age groups following COVID vaccines. And the latest numbers are, you know, and again, this is self-reported, 9,000 deaths are being reported by various people. And I mean, you know, you read stories every day if you go to the internet, the aggregated sites, and you read about you know, young mothers or a kid who died. I mean, I don't blame people for being concerned about this. I mean, I'm older, and like I said, I have to use air commercial air, so I really don't have much choice. But I don't blame people for being skeptical of this whole thing.
Do you think if Trump had won? And people thought getting the vaccine would help Trump and help open up the country, that they would be questioning some of these stories a little bit more, that you'd see some of these stories in the mainstream media?
Yeah. I think if Trump had told everybody, don't get this vaccine, then the same people who are you know, skeptical, a lot of them would be rushing to get the vaccines. A lot of the lefties, anyway. 844-500-4242-508. Imagine that we trolls would get stabbed for a mere donut. Our betters really don't know us well, do they? Not exactly. Exactly. You know, or even a burger. I mean, a burger. Who's given it up for a burger? Laura, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Laura.
So, Howie, the secret to baking bacon without splattering is putting parchment paper down on the baking sheet, and you put it in and bake it, and then when you're done and you take the bacon off, you just throw the paper away very carefully. Or if you want the bacon fat, you can use it.
I don't know where to get parchment. Where do you get parchment, Laura? I thought parchment went out with the Middle Ages.
Parchment paper. You get that at the grocery store. It comes like in the style of Reynolds wrap or something.
Really? Okay.
This is a whole new world for Howie right now.
But I think you were referring to cooking it in the skillet, right? Not in the oven.
Well, Grace was referring to cooking it in a like an iron skillet.
Right, but you were saying you don't like
Maine a spider.
You don't like cleaning up the juices that splatter on top of the stove.
Yeah, you call it juices, I call it grease.
Whatever.
Well, let's get to the real question here. How did Aunt Mabel cook bacon?
She cooked it in the skillet.
There we
but
go.
she would just turn the heat way up, and it would turn out, it would get burnt, and then there, you know, part of it would be black from it burnt, and then the other, there'd be these, you know, this fat that had remained uncooked because she wasn't paying all that much attention.
It's so ungrateful. Why don't you just say thank you?
I loved Aunt Mabel. I still love Aunt Mabel, but she wasn't a great cook. I mean, we all have our strengths and weaknesses.
So it clearly passed down to you.
No, I'm somewhat assimilated. She was FBI, full blood Irish. You know, I mean, the Irish are not great cooks.
I would agree.
By and large.
I would agree with that.
And that's just the way it was. Thanks for the call, Laura. Free new? Go ahead, free new.
Yes, free new.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Hi. First time, long time. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you were talking in the beginning about the college there, Boston College.
Yes.
And, you know, about making the students get jabbed.
Yeah, making Catholic students get jabbed. Everybody else has a choice, apparently.
Yeah, I was reading about the Pope and Peter Turkskin. They're the leaders and members of the Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican. And I believe that's where that all comes from, the jab being forced on people, because this is a...
It's just wokeness in general. I mean, you know, if you know, the more woke you are, the more likely you are to want everybody to get the jab. It's you know, it's what's becoming a cliche, but it's true. The liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. Everything has to be either mandatory or prohibited, you know. And that's the way it's totalitarian. And You know, they that's why they hate the American. The Cubans know what the American flag stands for. The people in Hong Kong know what the American flag stands for. The people who are running our government, they don't know, or they do know, and they don't like what it stands for, which is freedom. 844-500-4242. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Howie, first, bacon should be the winner. In the microwave, you can do it. You got to put down some paper towels, layer it. It works. But secondly, your 9,000 deaths, if you read deeper into that, too, it says they only think there's about 1 to 1.5% reporting on that. So if you're saying 9,000 deaths, how underreported is that? And if you want to sue them, there's only two groups that really sue for vaccines that fail or cause injury, and one of them's not even taking cases. So that whole law that went through in the 80s is hosing people that really have a case.
Yeah. I don't know. I took it and it didn't. I didn't have an adverse reaction. But you know, I'm willing. If somebody doesn't want to take it, I think that's their call. It's not up to me, and it's not up to Dr. Fauci, and it's not up to some pencil pusher at Boston College to tell people what to do. Thanks for the call, Doug. Let's see, Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie, I heard your thing about the story about the DOD and how they want to make it mandatory for all servicemen to get the shot.
Right.
And I was thinking, I wouldn't put it past the DOD to have them, you know, throw it out there as, well, put a carrot out there. Okay, you either get the shot or you get a dishonorable.
Oh, wow. You think they could pull that off?
With this DOD, I wouldn't put it past them.
God, I mean, you got to work hard to get a dishonorable discharge, Ed. I mean, that's like throwing you in prison for jaywalking, isn't it?
Not even Hunter got a dishonorable discharge, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. And he got caught with cocaine twice.
Yeah. That's Biden.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, boy, I think that would be a big, big problem for the. I don't even think the DOD could get away. I don't even think Austin and Biden and all those all the woke guys who never served, like Klain and Blinken, could get away with that crap. I don't think so. I hope I'm right. I hope you're wrong, Ed. But you know, I wouldn't put it past them to throw that out as a suggestion. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Here's a quote from a recent lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. The president's economists are predicting the return of stagflation. Remember stagflation? We had it 40 years ago under Jimmy Carter, along with the misery index. It came back with Barack Obama in 2009. Stagflation crushes your retirement savings. The economy doesn't just stagnate, it regresses. A dollar buys less every month. You can already see it in the headlines. Inflation triples, gasoline prices spiraling, Democrats pushing huge tax hikes on income and capital gains, the Fed's printing money they don't have. So what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr or call 855-972-9718, the dedicated phone number for my listeners, to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can take control of your retirement. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRS loophole guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr or call 855-972-9718 now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free ship silver when you open a qualifying account. 855-972-9781. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
That
the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
We're talking about BC is apparently, according to various reports, and we're confirming them today at the Boston Herald, saying that you have a choice when you come back to school next month, late next month. You can get a vaccine or not get a vaccine, but only you have a choice only if you're a non-Catholic. If you're a Catholic, you have no choice. You have to get a vaccine because somehow it doesn't pass muster, your religious objection, so-called. But, 781 points out that, and we're finding this out too, a lot of the Catholics are refusing the vaccine because it's using stem cells from aborted fetuses. You forgot, I know, that's the whole thing. I don't see how they can say, you know, Christian Scientists or Nation of Islam doesn't have to take it, but a Catholic does. I mean, why are the Catholics' religious objections less than another group's? 844-500-4242. And if you can self-identify, if a man and a woman can self-identify as members of the other sex, or now you have this guy in Britain who self-identifies as a Korean, why can't you self-identify as a member of a protected religion, a protected class, for a day so you don't have to get the vaccine? 844-500-4242. Let's see. The DOD is using this vaccine threat to purge the deplorables from the ranks to bolster the woke agenda to have a military completely compliant. Email Allen says, of course they can flush a soldier with a bad conduct discharge for disobeying a direct order to get vaccinated. Some sketchy guy that's okay. 844-500-4242. But the thing is that they can get they have to go before a military tribunal, don't they? Don't they have a right to a defense attorney? What isn't the defense attorney going to make some kind of argument that this is a personal decision? You know, I mean, so you're going to allow transgenders into the military, but you wouldn't. I mean, again, this is just a trial balloon they've been floating. There's nothing definite. But you're not going to allow someone into the military because he won't get an unapproved vaccine, unapproved by the FDA. Joseph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, Howie, thank you for taking my call. This whole thing is a disgrace. I mean, I don't think they should allow transgenders in the military, but that's beside the point. Vaccine, I'm worried if Grace takes it and she has a reaction. You know, I watch frontline doctors right now. My computer's down. There are a lot of people in Europe and some people in this country that are dying and have serious reactions, and that's right. What worries me.
I know. I know one of my daughter's friends, one of the husbands... The father of one of her high school classmates got it right before the wedding, and he almost died from it. I several people have gotten very, very sick, and no one's died, thank goodness. But it does have adverse reactions. And I know all vaccinations theoretically have could have a bad reaction, but I don't think so. I think this is more so than normal. 781, if BC makes you get the shot, go to a better college. That's easy for you to say, 781. BC is has become a pretty prestigious school in the last few years. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. I had a question I was going to comment for Grace last week, but I came up against one of her ad breaks. Okay, the door-to-door federally funded asking if you've had your shot. Doesn't that sound sort of like another leader? First name Adolf?
No, I don't. I think that's a little, that's not quite comparable, really. But it's certainly the mark of a more totalitarian society than I think any of us want to live in. But thanks for the call, Mike. John, you're next with Howie. Out of time. We'll take more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.